Hi, this is Kyle returning your call from the home care agency.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, so can we just do the stay call right now, or are you not available for that?
No, we can do
Okay, so I did call your mother. You know, I just didn't check the phone number that I have to dial. And she's like, "Oh, I didn't ever talk to you." And I was like, "Oh, okay." That was just interesting.
She said what?
No, I didn't. I forgot to check the number. Which I talked to yesterday. So I like called her
Oh,
and she
okay.
was like, "I never talked to you." It was interesting.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I figured, okay. So let me just. It might take like a few minutes till you get connected. So please don't hang up. And then
Okay.
we have to have a few information. So let me just see. I'm gonna. Okay, so I'm gonna. Can I text you on this 314-600-7553?
Yes.
And I have to answer. Like, they're gonna ask you a couple of questions. So one of the questions might be to probably will be to which or home you want to change. So I'm gonna. We're deluxe home care, right? So I'm just gonna text you the name and the number. They're gonna ask you a number. You should just have it. Deluxe home care, and the phone number is 314-501-2520. Okay, and do you have the Medicaid ID, or should I text it to you?
Medicaid ID.
For your, yeah.
You can.
I can text it for you if you don't
Yeah,
have it.
please.
Okay, sure. Okay. Okay, I'm texting you the Medicaid ID. So I'm just gonna connect you right now. It might be that your mother is gonna have to be on the line. So if you can, just meanwhile, you can just ring up your mother on the line, or if you're
Yeah,
next to her.
I'll go ahead and add her right now.
Okay.
stay. Don't
Amor, amor.
Thank you for calling Home and Community Based Services. My name is Yolanda. Are you calling for yourself or someone else today?
I'm calling for. So I take care of my mom. So I don't know if that would be for someone else or for myself.
All right. What's your name?
It's Aldiana.
And how do you spell that?
It's spelled A as in apple, L, D as in David, I, J, A, N as in Nancy, A.
And what is your mom's name?
It's Marima, spelled M as in Mary, E, R as in Robert, I, M as in Mary, A.
Take a callback phone number in case we get disconnected.
314-600-7553.
Do you have her Medicaid or her MoHealthNet number available?
I do. Her Medicaid ID is 5938-7623.
And her date of birth?
October 7th, 1968.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And what can I help you with today?
So I'm wanting to switch to a different company.
What is the name of the company?
I'm with Advantage Home Care now, and I'm wanting to switch to Deluxe Home Care.
Have they accepted you?
I'm sorry?
Your mom? Have they accepted your mom yet?
I spoke with somebody yesterday, and I gave her all the information and everything. So she says it takes about 2 weeks for it to, I guess, she had to fill out, like, applications and everything. But she said we needed to call up.
What is the phone number for Deluxe?
The phone number for Deluxe is 314-501-2520.
Name of the person you spoke with?
I honestly don't remember who I spoke with.
That's okay. All right, so before we get started, can you verify the address for me, please?
I don't remember if we changed the address because she did move. I know it was 608 Pardella Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63125.
Where she's currently residing?
Yeah, so we moved. She is at 1514 Lee Shore Lane.
A little confused. So where's your mom? What's your mom's address where she's living at right now?
It's 1514 Lee Shore Lane.
Is there an apartment number?
It's apartment A.
Give me a moment, please.
condemned. He marched to the tavern.
Okay, so, and you live there with her?
No. I live in Fenton, Missouri.
Okay. So, can you tell me about your mom's living arrangements?
I mean, she was living in a house before, and then we found an apartment just because it was a little bit cheaper and less utilities, of course, because the house just got a little more expensive living in. And then I believe there was like mold in the house that she was living in, so she was feeling sick.
Is she living with anyone?
No, she's by herself.
Start your request. Okay, deluxe home care.
Yes.
I can. Okay. Okay. So I submitted the request to make the changes to the care plan, and the specialists will contact you within 21 to 31 business days.
Okay.
And I'm going to transfer you to an automated line. It's going to be a recording, and it's going to explain the next steps of the care planning process.
Okay.
Right, so I want to thank you for calling in, and I want to wish you
I
a
do.
wonderful day. Okay.
I do have just
Do you have
one
anything?
question. Who do I speak with about possibly getting more hours with her?
One moment. All right, let me add to my notes. Okay.
Okay.
And what specifically would she need more help with or more hours an increase for?
So I was only given 2 hours, which, to be honest, it really isn't enough to help her with like basically everyday things. And even like for drive time, I got an additional hour where, you know, she has a lot of doctor appointments. Especially now, we just found out she had carpal tunnel in both arms. So with all her appointments coming up,
So,
not all appointments are set on those days, that gives me that additional hour for drive time, or even to go to the grocery store, you know, for her, or you know, or to take her, or even to like do some cleaning, cooking for her, like all these things, they don't additionally take me only 2 hours.
anything else?
I'm sorry.
So I have transportation, meal prep, and cleaning. Anything else?
I mean, no, I mean, that's about it. It's just those things. With her carpal tunnel, it's been a lot harder for her to even get dressed, because it hurts like her hands are starting to kind of like her fingers are starting to kind of get stuck, and they're
Huh?
like have curved.
So I put in there for essential transportation, cleaning, dressing, grooming, and meal prep.
Yes, thank you.
What you're looking for?
Yes.
Questions for me? Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that was all. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm going to transfer you to that automated line. I'm going to
Okay.
again tell you about the extent of the care planning process. It's also going to give you a phone number to kind of be looking for when they call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
For calling in, and thank you for your patience with me today. And I want to wish you a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you
I'm
too.
going to go ahead and get you're very welcome. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred in.
Okay.
Please hold while your call is connected. PCCP request next steps. We have received a request to make changes to your HCBS care plan. We process requests by urgency of need and date received. Here's what you could do to prepare to communicate with a care planning specialist. Expect a call from 866-835-3505. Please add this number to your contact list so you know it is a legitimate call and not a telemarketer or scammer. It is vital that we have a way to leave a message if you miss our call. We will attempt to contact you one time, and you will have 10 days to return our call before the request is closed. The specialist assisting with your request will provide their direct phone extension. When you call, please wait for the message asking you to enter a direct extension to speak with a specific person. Call errors may occur if you enter the extension before prompted or too quickly. we must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet or Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. Questions to think about. Do you want agency model or consumer-directed services? In agency model, the provider agency selects, hires, trains, and supervises your caregiver. In consumer-directed, you select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver. Why do you need this change? What specific tasks need to be changed? Example, bathing, dressing, toileting, meal prep, laundry, medication setup, light housekeeping tasks, home delivered meals, etc. What provider would you like to use? Please have the business name, phone number, as well as who you have been in contact with from that agency if you are transferring your services. How often do you need help with each task, and how much time does each task take to complete? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide a backup plan that includes names, relations, phone numbers, and the tasks that the backup person can support you with. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, or other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. We look forward to serving you. As a reminder, multiple status checks can result in processing delays from all parties.